Donald Trump calls to dissolve January 6 committee in wake of Liz Cheney's loss, the people have spoken. By Hannah Blow on August 17, 2022. Former President Donald Trump called for dissolving the January 6 committee in the wake of Representative Liz Cheney's R.Y. primary loss, deeming her defeat a referendum on the never-ending witch hunt. I assume that with the very big Liz Cheney loss, far bigger than had ever been anticipated, the January 6 committee of political hacks and thugs will quickly begin the beautiful process of dissolution? Trump said in a Truth Social post on election night. This was a referendum on the never-ending witch hunt. The people have spoken. He exclaimed. Indeed, Trump endorsed Harriet Hageman, secured a victory in the highly anticipated race, viewed by many as a proxy battle between Trump and the establishment, on Tuesday night. As of Wednesday morning, Hageman led with 66.3% to Cheney's 28.9%. Congratulations to Harriet Hageman on her great and very decisive win in Wyoming, Trump said on election night. This is a wonderful result for America. And a complete rebuke of the Unselect Committee of Political Hacks and Thugs. Trump continued, explaining that Cheney should be ashamed of herself, the way she acted, and her spiteful, sanctimonious words and actions towards others. Now she can finally disappear into the depths of political oblivion where, I am sure, she will be much happier than she is right now. He concluded, ultimately thanking the people of Wyoming for voting her out. Cheney bizarrely compared herself to Abraham Lincoln during her concession speech, asserting that she only lost her race because she would not go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election. The great original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all, Cheney continued. Lincoln ultimately prevailed. He saved our Union and he defined our obligation as Americans for all of history. She later told NBC's Today that she is considering a presidential run. That's a decision that I'm going to make in the coming months, Savannah, and I'm not going to make any announcements here this morning, Cheney said. But it is something that I am thinking about, and I'll make a decision in the coming months.